We say that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Then we see images. We see images of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, and not as a person. He is God the Father and the Son. Your first question. Is the Holy Trinity visible to bodily eyes? Does anyone see the Holy Trinity with their bodily eyes? So that he is the first or the second or the third person as, shall I say, persons of the Holy Trinity, or as I was going to say, members of the divine community. See, God is a community. God is not one person, he is three persons. However, among these three persons, one did take on a human body. Which one? Consequently, neither the first nor the third person became man. Only the second person of the Trinity became man. And consequently, in order to, for example, in the Transfiguration, also remember at Christ's baptism, neither the Father, first person, nor the Holy Spirit, third person, can be seen with bodily eyes. But in order to help us know that there are three persons, remember at Christ's baptism, there was both a voice. And what also? The Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. But that dove is not the third person. Nor that voice. God the Father, as the first person of the Holy Trinity, does not have a human voice. So, Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Correct. Then why do we see the image of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove? Not as a person, as God the Father and the Son. Now, sisters, God the Father never took on a human nature. So no one has seen with bodily eyes God the Father. No one has ever seen, can see, the third person, the Holy Spirit, with bodily eyes. But, in the right word, he is the image. In order to help us, use the word understand, we're dealing with a mystery. But God is three persons. One of those three persons, only one, became man. That didn't mean that the second person ceased to be God. But the second person took on a real human nature. And the second person of the Trinity will remain man for all eternity. And the first and third persons will never become, well, man or men. So, now a person, sisters. We define person. I, B equals P. Individual, intelligent being equals person. Intelligent, individual, intelligent being is a person. And we are all here, well, individual, and we are confident, we are intelligent beings. What makes a person a person? It is our individuality. Sister is not sister next to her. How many persons are there in the room here? Is it 40 some?
56.
How many?
46.
48?
56. Yeah, 46 with you.
Okay, 46 including
with you.
Including you,
yeah.
Including me.
Yes.
Thanks for including me. And from the moment, sisters, from the moment we are created, and our souls are created, from the first moment of creation, we are persons. And every person, every human person, is different from every other human person. God made us all different. And sisters, this is, I wonder why are we all different? Sisters, to practice charity. I never had any brothers and sisters of my own. My father died. My father died when I was a year old. Then I joined the Jesuits. I never thought there were so many strange characters in the world. Sisters, anybody who is different from us is strange. Everyone except we is eccentric. You know why? Because we are the center. So God made us different for two reasons. First, to reveal, as far as we can tell, His infinity, variety among creatures, is a manifestation of God's infinity. How wonderful God must be. That's why there is variety, why we are different persons. And sisters, believe you me, we are different. And the second reason, as I've said, is to practice charity. Sisters, there has never been a commandment of God, either in the Old Testament or in the New, thou shalt love thyself. Sisters, we love ourselves spontaneously. We love ourselves dearly. We love ourselves patiently. Nobody has caused us more pain than we've caused ourselves. I hope you agree. See, by now we couldn't even stand the sight of ourselves. Wonder of wonders, we still... How dearly we love ourselves. And that's why God made us different. Because we need to be told to love others. In the Old Testament, remember, that was the highest standard of love. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. And sisters, that's planted. Thank you. There are many families who have divorced, and now they are remarried again, but they're out of the church. What could be done to help them to come back to the church?